Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Does anyone remember an old PC game from the early 1990s called Mr. Mix? It's mainly a typing game, similar to Mario Teaches Typing, where you have to type words into a box to make a chef. The titular Mr. Mix makes him put ingredients into a bowl. Unlike most typing games, however, this game is notorious for having an insane difficulty curve. The game has a words per minute requirement for each level, being as low as 10 on level 1 and as high as 83 on the third. By level 5, the requirement reaches over 500, effectively making it impossible to proceed any further. One of the main things people noticed about this game immediately was the background music. The music on the first level was an unsettling pattern of growls that got progressively louder as the level went on, often causing damage to early computer speakers that were not designed to handle extreme high volumes of sound. The second level has no music at all, and the third has what sounded to be an extremely low-quality recording of a hairdryer playing in the background. The remaining two levels had an extremely loud high pitch ringing throughout the level that caused severe eardrum damage to those who managed to get that far. Another rather disturbing aspect of the game was a design of Mr. Mix himself. He was a large, round-faced, overweight man with large beady eyes and red spots on his cheeks. Most children who played the game reported having vivid nightmares of Mr. Mix speaking to them in a quiet, raspy voice and threatening them to keep quiet about something. However, none of them could remember exactly what that was. One psychologist who saw many of these children reported being disturbed by the sheer amount of terror on the children's faces when they recounted the details of the nightmare. Many of the children broke down into tears in the process, begging for their parents to save them. However, no direct relationship to the game itself could be determined by these few cases, as not all the children suffered the same adverse effects. Now, for obvious reasons, this game did not sell very well. It remained in relative obscurity until a few years ago, when PC hackers got hold of a ROM of the game and started digging through it. Using memory hacking software, they managed to crack the game's code and bypass the impossible fifth level. What they found, however, was extremely disturbing and caused many of them to quit the expedition altogether. According to the reports these hackers left behind, the game behaves very strangely if the fifth level is bypassed. The game crashes violently and closes, writing a bunch of files to the user's System32 directory to the point that the RAM was almost completely filled. These files are reportedly pictures of people with horribly deformed faces, appearing to scream in pain and agony, with their eyes appearing to be bleeding from their tear ducts and their outer layers of skin torn completely off in multiple places. If the user attempts to delete these files, the computer will violently crash and blue screen, causing permanent, irreparable damage to the user's hard drive. The hackers found that this was caused by a lone byte in the game's ROM that triggered when the fifth level was completed. After removing this byte, they were able to proceed to the sixth and final level. Unfortunately, all the original hackers declined to discuss what they saw at the final level. All of them became extremely paranoid and reclusive, refusing to talk about anything related to the game, and showing extreme symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. Most of them ceased to be able to form coherent sentences within a week, and within a month, all of them went missing. All remaining copies of the game were destroyed. To this day, no one knows what was in that game that caused them so much psychological damage. Maybe it's better that way. Two years after this incident, a man was arrested after trying to kidnap an 8-year-old girl from a grocery store. Through DNA and fingerprint analysis, the man was identified as one of the original hackers who viewed the final level of the game. He was wearing a white chef's hat, and he had a look of unspeakable malice and insanity on his face. When interrogated, the man would only say one thing. "I'm Mr. Mix. Shh."
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.